Okay, so let's continue on Mem Ches Amud Aleph. In Pesachim. All right, so that was, so we had Rav Papa, right? Everybody get my clarification? I think it makes sense. Okay. Okay, so now this is like this. So now let's take the next side. So that's how we can work out that Rabbi Eliezer, that's how we can work out in terms of Afia, that Rabbi Eliezer would not agree with Rabbah. Right? Because by the Afia case, it's only something that is based on the Sofa Lafresh. But Be'idna Da'ailila, there's no reality of Isser. So it's a different, the Hohil is itself in the framework of the Hohil, so to speak. But if the Hohil were necessary to change the present definition of Shalol HaTzarech, that's a different idea. Okay, now this seems really like a magical possibility to turn Rabbi Yoshua into Rabbah, right? So let's see. So Rav Shisha, Rav Papa had enough. He was done when he did Rabbi Eliezer. That's it. He was finished. But Rav Shisha went further. He said, I could even say maybe Ad Kan Lo Ka'amar Rabbi Yoshua Hasam. Now we have to remember what our Hasam is, right? Hasam is by the Afia. Dilo Amrinan Hoil. Now this is an interesting thing, right? Where did you ever see that Rabbi Yoshua said that, wouldn't say Hoil by the Afia? Right? What Hoil did Rabbi? I mean, Rabbi Yoshua just said, you know, you don't need to bake them. Just be mafresh the challah, and you don't need to bake it at all, right? He said not to bake it at all. But apparently, there's an assumption that even according to Rabbi Yoshua, it would be better if you could prevent it from becoming chametz, even though it's not yours, right? I mean, there's that assumption, because otherwise, what do you see anything from Rabbi Yoshua about hoil of afia, right? So he says, maybe Rabbi Yoshua only said no hoyol over there. Why? Dilo amrina hoyol el adika chad dilo chazi lo ledidei velo l'orchem. Because there will definitely be one that that neither he nor orchem will be able to use. Right? Why? Yeah, it's an amazing thing that the fact that that you take one for all that derech of taking one challah for all of them is so objective that it's considered like there will ultimately definitely be one that's not usable for anybody. That's the Marshal asks, why can't it be? Why can't the guy could still take one from me, a little bit from each, and it doesn't have to be that there's one that's not roy. But he wants to say that the mitzvah is really to take one challah. That's really the mitzvah. The mitzvah l'chatchila is to take a shlema. So anyway, so according to the proper derech of challah, the normal way and the proper way, one challah will not be roy for anybody. Of Al Hacha by the Orchim, what? The Chazi Mihas Le Orchim, it will be Roy for Orchim, Eim Hachanami, Amin and Hoel. Maybe even Rabbi Yeshua would agree with Hoel. Why, Rashi? The Kulu Chazi Le Orchim, the Orchim Shchichi, Amin and Hoel, Le Mishrei. I say, how is this possible? How is it possible that Rabbi Yoshua would not allow you to bake the challahs because ultimately one of them you'll have to take for challah, you have to be mafresh for challah. That he does not say a hoil by. But to cook for orchem is not a problem. The orchem case, right? It was yesterday we were saying that the challah case is better than the orchem case. because at the time that you're taking the challah, there's no present reality that needs to be overturned. And now, whereas by the Orchim there is, and now Rav Shisha is saying, you could also say that the Orchim case is better than the challah case. Or you can say, if you like the symmetry, the challah case is worse than the Orchim case. Right? Why? Because by the challah case, definitely one of them will not be usable. But by the Orchim case, they could all be usable. Yeah, so what's the svar over here? What's the Hohil svar? Now, when you say by the Orchim case that it'll all be usable for the Orchim, that's assuming Hohil. That's assuming the eventuality of Hohil comes to be. Right? If the Orchim all come, then they'll all be able to eat it. Right? And he's saying, once you have the Hohil, then it's all Roy. So why don't you say the same thing by the Lechem? He doesn't say that. Right? By Lechem, he's saying, like, without the Hohil. He's not saying, right?
Saying has to be Roy first.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. When he says by the Challah, it's not going to happen, that one of them won't be Roy, right? So he says, he just goes by Lemaisa. Lemaisa, what's most likely going to happen? Most likely is going to happen is you're really not going to take a little bit off of each one. In other words, our Hohil is that you're going to take a little bit off of each one, right? But he says, but when Rav Shisha is judging this, he's not judging it with the Hohil, right? He's judging it in reality, what in reality is going to happen, right? That's what Sprung is focusing on a little bit, I think. That in reality, you're not going to take a little bit off of each one. So in reality, at the end of the day, you're going to wind up with one challah you can't eat. Yeah, but by the Orchim, in reality, there are no Orchim either. Right? Yeah. So why do you say, why on the Orchim side do you say it's all Roy for the Orchim, which aren't here, but on the Lechem side, you don't say, if he takes to eat a little bit off of each one, they're all Roy. How come on one of them he goes with the reality and one of them he sticks with the possibility? Right? He's trying to answer that, right? He's trying to answer that because he says the Orchim are Shchichi. And the other one is not the Derech. Right? That's what Sprung is trying to say. He's saying that what? You have to look at the likelihood of the Hohil coming to be. The likelihood of the Hohil. It's not enough just that it's a possibility, it's a question of the likelihood. What's that? By the Orchim, there is a likelihood. But by the Pas, you really have zero intention of doing this. It's just a fictitious Hohil. But the Orchim is not a fictitious Hohil. That might not be your plan, but there is such a phenomenon. See, I would say like this. You had something to say?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay, let's see if we can give it a good halachic definition over here. Ready, Ben Simon? All right. The intuition is good from the what you guys are saying, but let's see if we can give it a good halachic definition. Yeah. You want to try? No? No. So I would say like this. The subject matter of Hohil is defining a present reality based on possibilities. That's the general subject matter, right? Now we're saying that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold from the Hohil by the Afiyah. Right, but he could still hold by the Hohil of the Orchim. So how is that possible? So maybe, and the difficulty is further that in reality the Hohil of the Lechem is really all in your control. Right, I mean, like some people. focus on whose control things are in. Here, I mean, it really is in your control. You can do it either way you want. The Aruchim is really up to, not up to you. Right? And on the contrary, Rashi said earlier, on the other side, that the Aruchim weren't even invited. What Aruchim? So in what way, how could Rav Shisha say that Rabbi Yoshua would not allow the Afia Ho'il, but allow the Aruchim Ho'il? So maybe the difference is like this. That the Aruchim, the Afia Ho'il, see, we said yesterday for Rabbi Eliezer that it has to do with defining a present circumstance, right? And in that context, Afia is better because there's no presence of a Shem Isser. So, right, because each one you do, ID Daili, each one is really Roy. So it's only the future possibility that this is the one that will be Mufash V'Chalo that creates the problem. And in that context, and in that sense, Rabbi Eliezer would admit to a Ho'il. But he wouldn't admit to a Ho'il of Aruchim because that's absolutely not Roy right now. So how can we have it totally reversed? I mean, it's just, how could you just totally reverse the logic? It's like what they call Svaras Afuchos. You have here Svaras Afuchos? B-Mac. Svaras Afuchos. Sometimes Tosus says there's a dislike, there's a dislike in Shas, in Rishonim, to say that there is Svaras Afuchos in the Shas. Svaras Afuchos means that they're not arguing just on a point, but they are entirely opposite. Right? It's sometimes Tosfos will say they can't be arguing about this. It'll be Svaras Afuchos. It would be like one coming from one perspective and the other one. Everything that one says is good, the other one is saying is the opposite. Like you have one Svaras says something is good and something is bad, and the other one is completely opposite. No, punkfakir. It's the opposite. That's Svaras Afuchos. So we don't like to say that they're arguing on such a wide machlokas. That's what we say. We always assume the machlokas is more confined to a limited point as opposed to saying it spans the entire gamut. But here it seems like Svaras Afuchos, no? Which is better, chala or is chala more chamor or is orcha more chamor? So I want to say it like this. After a lengthy introduction, what I want to say is, the question is, what is the Ho'il on? Okay, what is the Ho'il on? According to Rabbi Yoshua, what Rav Shisha is saying is that Rabbi Yoshua agrees to a Ho'il in a vacuum, when there's no predisposition one way or the other. In other words, there are just open possibilities. So in that case, maybe in that case, Rabbi Yeshua would agree that Aruchim are a possibility. There's no. It's true right now. It's kavua based on the present circumstances have no Aruchim, but there's no kvius of no Aruchim. You understand? There's nothing external to your situation maintaining the fact that Aruchim will not come. It just happens to be right now there are no Aruchim. But Aruchim are our circumstance. Aruchim are also a circumstance. So it's just they're not present. We don't see them yet. We don't have them now. It could be about to knock on the door at any moment. But, so in other words, that's how he holds from. But the challah is worse. Why? Because there already is fixed a derech of how to do it. You understand? There already is a predetermined way of how to be mafresh the challah. On a kvias of a derech, he holds, there's no ho'il. You understand? Ho'il only exists in the realm of the possible. When there is an open-ended field, when there's an open field. On an open field, he would hold from a ha'il. But maybe challah he holds, since there already is a derech that's kavua for every normal balabas of how to take challah, then you don't say a ha'il. In other words, so that would be the difference between Rav Papa's answer and Rav Shisha's answer. Rav Papa is focusing on the circumstance that requires the ha'il. So in terms of the circumstance that requires the ha'il, the Orchim are more chomer, because the present circumstance of the Orchim has no tzarech for the food. Right? Whereas the present circumstance of the afia, the food is useful. The lechem is useful. So if you're analyzing from the standpoint of the tzarech of the ha'il, then the Orchim is more chomer. So that was Rav Papa's point. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold from a ha'il when it's against a present reality of Isser. But he would hold from a ha'il when there is no present reality of Isser. Right? But Rav Shisha is focusing on a different aspect of the ha'il. He's focusing on a ha'il, not in terms of the present, but in terms of the future. In other words, it's true right now there are no Orchim. But is the possibility of Orchim and non-Orchim in the future equal? Not percentage-wise, but in terms of freedom. There's an equal freedom for Orchim and non-Orchim. So in the realm of the free possibilities, he'll admit to a ha'il. But in terms of will I take one challah or a little bit from each one, I already have an answer based on a derech that's kavua for bnei adam. And now we don't say, but maybe you'll change the way things are always done. You understand? He doesn't hold from that kind of a ha'il. Doesn't hold from a ha'il that he only holds from a ha'il within free possibilities, but not a ha'il to overturn a thing, a derech that's already kavua. Now, Rav Papa is focusing on when will a ha'il idea be effective? Will it be effective against a shame that exists now, or only effective on a shame that exists in the realm of the ha'il too? Right, Rav Shisha is focusing not on the circumstances of where ha'il will be effective, but is there a legitimate ha'il to speak of? Can you legitimately speak of a possibility when there already is a fix in, so to speak? The fight is already fixed. It's already basically kavua which way you're going to do it. But the Orchim, there's no kvias. There's no kvias at all. In the future, Rav Papa was focusing on the shame now that the ha'il is trying to affect. Rav Shisha is focusing on going forward, is the ha'il possibility equal with the present possibility? If the ha'il possibility is equal with the present possibility in terms of quality, then we'll admit it. But if the ha'il possibility is just would require a shinoi, basically, and the other possibility is the norm, then they're not equal in terms of their type. Then they don't go up against each other. Both those, but the point is, yeah?
I just need to hear that again.
The point is there is an unusual symmetry between Rav Papa and Rav Shisha. Because they're both saying that the ha'il is not in every circumstance. It's only when it's connected something that is ha'il-like. It's only when it's connected something that itself is like a ha'il. So in Rav Papa's terminology, it means it won't work against a shame that now is kavua, But it could work on a shame that is now only toloi. You understand? And Rav Shisha says, the whole wheel as a possibility won't exist against something that's fixed, but it will exist against something that itself is a possibility. So Orachim coming in the future is a possibility. No Orachim coming in the future is also a possibility. But taking one challah for everything is the kvius, is the derech ha'adam. Taking one from each, taking a little from each, is a shinoi. They don't exist equally. They don't exist equally. Rabbi Rachama wanted to say, once you see a ho'il, there are no flavors of ho'il. If he holds from ho'il, it means he holds from ho'il in every situation. Against objective things. That's the question. Does the ho'il go against objective things, or only things that themselves are varied? So for Rav Papa's point, it won't work against an objective shame, but it will work against the tali shame. And Rav Shisha's point is, it won't be nitfas as a future possibility unless the present state's persistence is also just a possibility. Unless it's keneged, something that is also just a possibility. So I cooked a lot of food. There are no orchim now, right? That's true, there are no orchim now. But it's equally possible that orchim will come. So neither side is more kavua. It happens to be one side is here now. But in reality, there's nothing in the quality of orchim coming or not. They're both from the same realm of possibilities. In fact, they're just the opposite of each other. I mean, right? Right? It's not a new occurrence that's going to make the Orchim not come. Sometimes Orchim come, sometimes they don't come. So whether there will be Orchim in the next hour or not is just purely in the realm of the possible. But will I take one challah for all the 10, or will I take off a tiny piece from each? That there already is an answer. There's an answer right now. There's no answer, will the Orchim come? There's nothing to gauge, there's nothing to answer from. It's just, I can just say there are possibilities. But in terms of will I take one from this or a little from each, that already has a fixed kvius. So now we can't admit something that's merely from the possible to coexist with something that stems from the kavua. Okay, let's continue in Rashi now. Yep. Okay, now Rashi does a 180. Right? Now Rashi does a 180. He says, not to be confused with 360. Right? Ikasha hadam Rav Yeshua lo zehu chomet shemuz horin. Right? Now he's like this. What if you can ask this question? What is Rav Shisha saying? Let's take hold of what the situation. Let's take stock of the situation. What is Rav Shisha saying? Rav Shisha saying that what? That Rav Yeshua really holds from a ho'il? Right? Rav Yeshua holds from a ho'il? So, but Rav Yeshua himself says that what? This is not the chametz that we mizharon on. Alma leisle ho'il. V'boy mitzvah afilu luchumra v'kol shekein ho'il d'hacha l'kula. Interesting Rashi. He's saying that now he's like grading the ho'ils, right? Saying the ho'il of iboy itchil is a ho'il luchumra. Right? It means to say the ho'il would be a chumra, would be luchumra. Right, because if I say ho'il, you'll be chayav. So Rav Sheshes does not, Rav Yoshua does not hold from a ho'il, even where it's going to be a chumrah. So he certainly shouldn't hold from a ho'il over here that's going to be lakula. The V'kol shekein hold the hacha lekula. Interesting, funny Rashi, right? What's the difference if it's lechumra or lekula? I mean, it's a different svara. So what's saying? He's saying the whole v'boy itchil is what? I mean, that's also in the realm of the possible. There's no kvius. It's tough. It's tough. Unless he holds it, if Rabbi Yeshua holds from any ho'il, he should at least hold the chumrah that there should be a ho'il. Let's see what he answers. He says, lo dummy. There's no question. The hashta miha lavdi deu v'kach shamati. That's what I heard. Umagamgim libi Allah. But my heart was not settled over it. V'nir v'enai de'ein ho b'zeh b'davar she'eno shelo. So what was the answer you heard? Hashta mi alav didehu. What kind of an answer is that? It is this funny answer. Hashta mi alav didehu. But that's the whole point of the ho'il. That's true, hashta, it's not his. But ho'il, it could become his, has a din of his. Right? That answer doesn't really, that just goes against every ho'il. It just goes against the ho'il. That's just denying ho'il. What does it help you to say that now it's not his? The ho'il is saying it could become his later. It's true now it's not his, but that's the whole logic of ho'il. That even though right now it's not his, but since it could be his, it's problematic. So he didn't like that answer. That answer doesn't make sense to Rashi. Doesn't say where he heard it from, but that answer doesn't make sense. So therefore he thought that there's something different. That we just never say a ho'il by something that's not yours. The name of ho'il v'boi maisilei birushusi. You never say that you're going to be chayav on something that's not yours now because you could bring it into your rishus. Dim kein hekdish t'kaim alon avalat ha'roh shel gavoa v'lo polig Rabbi Eliezer. Because if you're going to say that you would, if you say a ho'il that you can bring something into your rishus, so what about hekdish? You're definitely allowed to have real hekdish in your rishus, in your house. Right? And Rabbi Eliezer does not argue. Because we say that Ata Rosh HaGavah. Ay ha'i boi porek lei. But if he wanted, he could redeem it. V'hava didei. Right? He could redeem it. So you see, we never say that kind of a ho'ol. We never say that since you could be poda the hektish, you're chayev. V'yav sugi d'shmaita lo miyas v'shapir. Even the sugi doesn't work out well. Ukimeduma d'pirish hakosov v'reisha d'shmaita ho'il v'boi mitchel lo logasinon. And it seems to me, Rashi says, that the pirish that was written earlier, and it was the pirish on the machlokas, what's the machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer of Yeshua? So the first explanation of the Gemara was it was based on the holy boy Itchel. So Rashi doesn't like that. He says he holds Iboy Itchel is like saying you could go and take something into your rishus. You don't say a ho'il on rishus itself. You don't say a ho'il. You only say ho'il on things you own, their qualities. But the ownership itself is Rashi holds not subject to a ho'il. That's the limit, according to Rashi. Things that are yours, now you can say a ho'il on anything that you could do with them. But on the very identity of becoming yours, he holds doesn't make sense to say ho'il. Aye, but the Gemara says it in the beginning. It says, that's the very machlokas, iboy itchil. So he says, no, take that out. Take that out. Elohochi garsinan. Rabbi Eliezer Savar Amrinan Ho'il, Rabbi Yeshua Savar Lo Amrinan Ho'il. So Rashi is trying to give you a little bit of an indication how a bad Girsa could have crept in. So what's his answer? It really just said Ho'il. That's all it said. That's all it really said. Somebody must have added in Iboy Itchel.
And that hole is on the chalon.
And they thought the hole, or someone like a pirish, like someone was mefarish on the side, and it crept into the text. So the Gemara really said they're arguing on ho'il. It's all said ho'il. Someone thought it meant ho'ili boy itchil. But it didn't. It didn't mean that. Because ho'ili boy itchil is like saying ho'il boy maishili birishusa. So it really just said ho'il. And this is what it meant. Rabbi Eliezer sovar shori lafosa. V'yafo gav the sof sof ikachada. This exact ho'il of Rami Bar Chama. Right, this exact hovel. The sof sof ikachada de lo chazile. Ein kan iser malacha hovel kol chada v'chada chazile. The motzi lemishkal mikol chada v'porta. Rabbi Yeshua sover lor mir hovel. Da sof olitol es me achas me anachala. Hilkach keva and the tovas hano eino mamon v'lo over Allah. V'lo over Allah minachto al erev yisrefena. So according to Rashi comes out like this, that what? That really nobody held you b'chayev for the chametz. Everybody really agreed, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua both held, there's no chshash iser chametz. Because it's not in your rishus, it's challah. And you don't ever say, since I could bring something into my rishus, it's like it's in my rishus. That Rashi does not tolerate. So they were just arguing, l'chatchila, what's the best thing to do? Everybody agrees with the chatchila, even if it's not your chametz, you shouldn't have it. Because there's no purpose to this chametz. Who's going to take it? A kohen? Then he'll be over. So it's just a bad idea to keep this chametz around. You shouldn't ever let it turn to chametz, and if you have it as chametz, you should get rid of it. But the question was, is it permissible, the chatchila, to burn it on Yom Tov, or to bake it on Yom Tov in any way? Everybody would agree if you were Korei Shame, you couldn't. That's for sure. But let's say you're not Korei Shame. Right? Can you bake it if you're not Korei Shame? That's Tolei on the Ho'il of Rami Bar Chama over here. That's the way Rashi learns. It's amazing Rashi. But what is doubly amazing about the Rashi is that he kept it quiet until this point in the Gemara. Right? Okay, just for you pshat junkies, so it comes out like this, that on Mem Vav Amud Beis, when Rashi says that the Afiyah doesn't require any ho'il at all, he could have meant it over there. Because over there, the only ho'il the Gemara was talking about was Iboy Itchel. There's no reason to say there's another ho'il. But once you get to this point and you say there's no more ho'il of Iboy Itchel, you must hold from a ho'il of Afiyah. Right? That's what I was trying to say yesterday. In the Maskana of Rashi, there is only one ho'il. So, and it's clear the Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer is mati the Afiyah because of a ho'il. Rav Papa can't come along now and say it's not a ho'il. Right? So you have to say, that's like Tosis mentions over here. So the Tosis and ho'il? So that? He says it would be two ho'ils. That's what he meant. If you'd be Korishay, it would be two ho'ils. Okay. So Rashi's amazing, I mean, right? I mean, where do you see... right, B-Mac, you're blown away. But what's also amazing is that what's triply amazing about this thing is that none of the Rishonim mention this. Nobody talks about it. No, I didn't see one Rishon. I don't remember seeing any Rishonim say anything about Rashi changing the gears here. Seems to be pretty important. Tosis doesn't mention it, right? The Marsha, the Tosis Yom Tov goes wild on this whole thing. He tries to, I don't know what he's doing over there, but.
I'm getting at the kasha word. Why should there be any like kavahomer in ho'el? Just because you hold ho'el by to make something machmer, you should hold it.
That's a good question.
Yeah, can we give this far for that? How come you don't within Rashi?
Your Rashi's kasha. He's bothered. How are you going to say that Rabbi Yeshua holds from any kind of a ho'el that's cool, that's lakula, but doesn't hold from a whole wheel, that's lachumra. If he's open to whole wheel thinking, then he should definitely take it where there's a possibility of an isser before he uses it to be matir things. And what's his answer? His answer was that it's true, that would be true if it was susceptible to a ho'il, right? But he just holds this kind of a question of coming into your rishus is not a ho'il inyan at all. But if you're going to tell me, he's bothered like this, if you're going to tell me Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua arguing about that ho'il, and Rabbi Yeshua himself does hold from some kind of a ho'il, he should at least be machmir too. I don't know if he means midrabbanan he should be machmir, or what. It's a good question. It's a good question.
By the
Iboy Yitzchel. Yeah. That's his main question. He's saying, how can you tell me that according to Rav Shisha, Rabbi Yeshua could hold from a ho'il like Rabbah, right? So you can invite Orchim. So he holds from a ho'il. In other words, how can you say, Rashi's saying this, it seems to be contradictory to Rashi to say, or problematic to say, that there's a shita that says you can cook on Yom Tov for Chol because of ho'il, but the chametz of challah will not, you'll not be over on the chametz of challah because we don't say ho'il. Meaning we'll be matir and iser deraisa of bishul shelo letzarach on Yom Tov because of a ho'il, and we won't be choshesh for an iser deraisa of chametz that would come from a ho'il. In other words, we use ho'il lekula and but not lechumra. He doesn't like that. Rashi does not like that.
We're thinking that he's taking it in terms of how his sheet would reflect on how short he is.
Right.
Of
right.
What ho'il
is. Now, in truth, Rashi would be happy if the answer he heard made sense. Right. He just doesn't think it makes sense. If he found a good logical chiluk between the chametz and the orchem, and I think what Sammy's saying too is true too, I mean that you can say that Rabbi Yeshua could be certain that it's matir the issa deraisa, and also and not in any doubt that it's going to be an isser. But it's not so clear cut to Rashi that you can that they can make that chiluk so easily. It's a good question. I think you're right, though.
So that's what he's going to have to say. The whole reason why he's not saying it's ushered by the Vayichel is for a different reason.
Is because it's not knows right. Now, if you have a Tana that holds from Ho'il by the Vayichel, so you see that they're all agreeing that there's a logical possibility there, and you see that Rabbi Yeshua says from some kind of a ho'il, even to be matir nesezeraisa, how could he be so sure to negate the possibility that Rabbi Eliezer has to be over nesezeraisa? That's the way you're putting it. But once Rashi says nobody holds from a ho'il v'boy yitchil, that's just out of the bounds of ho'il, so then it's not a problem that he's not machmer. You're not machmer of things that that aren't possibilities. All right, something to think about. Anyway, so now let's go like this. So now we're going to start the second leg of the journey over here.
Did yeah. We find why answering is after the answer that he heard about if Hillel doesn't apply that?
He's saying, we just said that Rashi's saying there's a limit to the whole wheel just is going to qualify. As the basis of the whole wheel is that the object is under your control, that the object is yours. No, it's something like this, that ho'il defines the possibilities and the shamos of the object that's yours. This ho'il is a qualifier of how the thing exists in your rishus, but the very existence in your rishus is not subject to ho'il. I don't know if we can say I mean, but that is a machlokas. You see, Tosus also was bothered with the question. Why don't you say Ho'il I can go to? Or the Ran was bothered with the question. Why don't you say Ho'il I can go to? Guys, I can buy something from a Nachri. You know, everybody agrees you have to limit it somehow. Everybody agrees it has to be limited somehow. Rashi's holding in terms of Rishus, it's limited. The other Rishonim are learning a different limitation. What is that? So the Ran says it's limited by whether it's a Maisa or just an Amira. Right? And Tosus is not really clear what he's limiting, how he's limiting it.
You agree with my Rashi, yeah, why it's the whole reason for it not working if it's not Lati Day,
right,
would be that you can't, when you're changing Rishios, so you're giving a different Kal Shem to the Chetza. I mean, this is mine, this is yours, this is like Chala, right, Lakami. So we wanted to say that he's saying that you can't, it's impossible to say that Ho'el can change an actual Chal Hashem in the Chetzah.
Right, that makes sense, right.
But we were having a really hard time with the other, like working it out for any of the other Rishonim. Like, I don't know, like what's different, we can see what's different about a Hekdesh, you know.
In which case it's going to be difficult.
Because then they'd say, fine, Ho'el doesn't apply by Hekdesh, but it applies to the Yid Vayetcha. Maybe something different by Hekdesh.
Well, the Ran said, because that's just Damira. That was the Ran's word. It was just Dibor. I mean, it's true, if the whole existence is just totally on the designation and the redesignation B'Dibor, that exists, that's a different type of a, that he held as a difference.
But is it just Dibor by Hekdesh?
No, to be Poda would not just be Dibor. Poda you have to pay.
Right. That's a weird thing. It has to be some different mindset.
Right.
You're
right. Okay, very good. Okay, so now it comes out. Did you see the rest of the Gemara? It's interesting. The rest of the Gemara is interesting. Let's go a little further. We'll do the rest of the stuff mainly together. So now the Gemara says like this. So basically, Rami Bar Chama tried to align Rabba and Rav Chista with Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, and Rav Papa and Rav Shisha were poking holes in it, in that theory, right? So what happened? So what happened? So it goes like this. Amrua Rabbanan kamei de Rabbi Yirmiyah of Rabbi Zera. So the Rabbanan said, Lahad de Rami Bar Chama, right? They repeated what Rami Bar Chama said in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zera. Okay. Rabbi Yirmiyah kibla, Rabbi Zera lo kibla. So Rabbi Yirmiyah thought that Rami Bar Chama had a good point. And Rabbi Zera did not. Okay. Omar le Rabbi Yirmiyah le Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Yirmiyah, who accepted it, said to Rabbi Zera, who didn't, Milsa de Kashalon, this is something that was difficult for us. Va'asya kama shani b'may pligi, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Many years passed, and we didn't know what Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua were arguing about. Hashtam ru mishmei de gavra rabba v'lo nikabla. And now we have a statement that's going to help us resolve this problem that we had for a long time in the name of a great man, and you're not going to accept it? In other words, we were stumped. We were stumped on this problem for many years. Now you have a good answer from a high authority, and you're just going to reject it? So what does he mean? Let's see Rashi. Milsa de kashulan. What were they confused about? They did not understand what were Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua arguing about. Okay, Rashi already did away with whole Ibayicho. So, okay. So what were they worried about? They were like this. Dibitovas hana mamon leka luk mi plugsayo luchud. It's not possible to say they're only arguing on tovas hana. Why? Dinei nami dibitovas hana mamon the Rabbi Eliezer. It's clear that you can say for Rabbi Eliezer, Tovas Hanah's mamon, and that's why he held you cannot be mafresh the challah and leave it to become chametz. But afilo hachi hashda nami over mishum lo sasa kol malacha, as they were able to figure out one step. They had one step. They said, well, maybe the question is Tovas Hanah, like our Gemara started out. And maybe Rabbi Yeshua holds Tovas Ano is not Mammon. That's why he's not worried. And Rabbi Eliezer holds Tovas Ano is Mammon. That's why he is worried. Okay? So we got why they're worried or not worried. But even if you can tell me that Rabbi Eliezer holds Tovas Ano is Mammon, and that's why it would become Chametz and become in Isser, but how do you bake it before it becomes Chametz? You still have the problem of Afia as Meleches Yom Tov. You can show why they're each concerned or not concerned about the chametz in terms of Bayira Bayamatzei, but they, Rabbi Yirmiyahu and Rabbi Zeirah, didn't know why Rabbi Eliezer allowed you to bake something that you're not going to need for Yantif. You have a problem. There's two issues over here. One issue is Bayira Bayamatzei. Is it something that you're worried about for chametz? And the second issue is, can you bake it because of Melechas Yantif? So we were able to say that Rabbi Eliezer held Tovas Ano as Mammon. But we didn't understand why he allowed you to bake it. But what's your alternative? What's your alternative? Umutav lavra bayira me'elav. Vein osa malacha ma'ase b'yadayim. Milavra lo sase kol malacha v'osib ma'ase b'yadayim. So we didn't understand. According to the way we had it, we felt that it should be torn between two isurim. In terms of Bayir Bayimatzei, it's Nisr. But in terms of Afiyah, to prevent Bayir Bayimatzei, it's also Nisr. So what should have been preferable to do? To leave it. Because that is Shev Yaltasa. It should have been preferable to be Mafrish the Chala and just let it turn to Chametz. As opposed to doing a Maisa of Malacha B'Yadayim. So that was where we were at. We were stuck. Now we have a great answer from Rami Bar Chama that says that Rabbi Eliezer holds from Hoyil, and that's why you can bake it, and you're still rejecting it, right? So he says, Omar Lei. No, where is it? Omar Lei, Heichi Akabla. How can I accept this? Ditanina. Because we learned in the Braisa, Omar Le Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Eliezer, "Lidivrei charehu over mishum lo sase kol malacha." There's a secret addendum to this Mishnah that Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Eliezer. According to you, you say to bake it all. But you're going to be over in Nisr Malacha. And what was Rabbi Eliezer's response? Vishasik Lei, he had no response. He had no response. So you see, if he held like Rami Bar Chama, he should have answered him. So how do you expect me to take this answer of Rami Bar Chama when Rabbi Eliezer himself had the question lodged at him and had no response? So he says, but that's not the end of the story. V'i Isa, but according, if that's true, Lema Le Taima Didi Mishum Ho'il. So if you're right, if Rami Bar Chama is right, Rabbi Eliezer could have just said Ho'il. Right? Okay. Omar Le. Yeah. Omar Le Ula Taimeich. So now, Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Rabbi Zeirah, right? He's still pushing for him to be mekabelit. Ula taimei chad tanina bebraisa, but there's another braisa. Each keep pulling out secret braisas. Right? There's another braisa. Omar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said back to him, ula divrei charehu over mishum bayira bayimotzei. According to you, who say to be mafresh the challah and leave it, you're going to be over by Rabbi Yamatzei. Vishasaklei. And Rabbi Yeshua didn't answer. But we know Rabbi Yeshua had an answer. Just didn't feel like giving it. Hachanami dlo hadalei. Hakom hadalei masnisen. So you see, where did they give their answers? In the Mishnah. Titnan lo zehu chometz amuzarna lo alav vayira vayimatzei. Elashosik lebe braisum adlib masnisen. So it's true, your Braisa says that he didn't answer him, but my Braisa also says that Rabbi Yeshua didn't answer what he does about the Isra Vayi Rabbi Yimotzei. But in the Mishnah he answers, because in the Mishnah he says, this is not the Chumash that you Muzrah love. Hachanami Eimor Shasik Lei B'mas Nisa V'ahad Lei B'mechilta Achriti. So it's true, our Mishnah doesn't have Rabbi Eliezer's answer, but maybe he was quiet here, and whatever, someplace else he answers it. We don't have it anymore. In other words, he's just showing you the fact that they're shosek doesn't mean they didn't have an answer. Because Rabbi Yeshua was shosek, and he had an answer, and he saved for the Mishnah. Now, it's true Rabbi Eliezer is shosek, and we don't have any recording of his answer, but maybe it was somewhere else, some mechilta somewhere. Poke Chazi, you'll find this, you know. So that's the end of the Gemara. That's the end of the Gemara. So how does it come out now? Comes out now confusing, right? Rami Bar Chama tries to say that we hold that Rabbi and Rav Chista, Rabbi Yeshua, Rav Papa and Rav Shisha disagreed, Rav Yirmiya agreed, and Rabbi Zeira disagreed. So there's no clear consensus on whether Rabba and Rav Chista are arguing with Rabbi Eliezer in the Machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Right? Yeah. There's no clear consensus that Rabba and Rav Chista are really arguing within Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Could be Rav Papa or Rav Shisha are still right. Now, what do we say like this? Tanya, and then he says like this, Tanya, Rabbi Omer Halachak Rabbi Eliezer. Now, what about, though, the Machlokas in the Mishnah? Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Halacha Kiben Beseira. So now you have Machlokas also. Rabbi says we hold like Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yitzchak says we hold like Ben Beseira. Okay, that's the halachic data. That's the data from the Gemara that we have. So now let's look at the riff. What does the riff do with all of this information? So the riff says like this. The riff says like this on Yudal, right? So he quotes the okay, we have the Mishnah on Yudal. And then he jumps right away. Tanya, very beginning. Rabbi Omer Halacha Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Halacha Ben Beseira, Halacha Rabbi Eliezer Ki the Pasuk Rabbi. The Kaimel Halacha Rabbi Mechavero. So first off the bat, he says, which Tanya do we hold like? We hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Because Rabbi said we hold like Rabbi Eliezer. And whenever Rabbi, and it's true that Rabbi Yitzchak said the Halacha is like Ben Beseira, but we have a klal. Whenever Rabbi argues with his friend, whoever that friend may be, we always pass him like Rebbe. As opposed to arguing with, who else would he argue with? When he argues with his enemies, we don't pass him like Rebbe? So what does that mean? It means one person. When he's arguing with one person. Okay. Now let's skip ahead. Go down to the bottom of Yudalad on the Beis. Because this all has to do with Truma, with Chala, and all that other stuff. Now he goes like this, Itmar, ha'ofe miyom tov l'chol. Now someone tell me when something seems not right. Ha'ofe miyom tov l'chol, Rav Chista omer loke, Rav omer ein loke. Rav Chista omer loke, lo amrin en ho'il, v'imik lo'i le'orchim chazilei, hashtanami chazilei. We don't say that. We don't say since Orchim could come and it would be Chazi, that now it's also Chazi. For Loka. Right? It's all the Gemara. For Rabba Omar, ain't a Loka. I'm reading Hoyo. The Asikna. The Bipluksa, the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, called Miflagi. And we concluded that they are arguing in the same exact machlokas as Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The Rabba Omar, I'm reading Hoyo, could Rabbi Eliezer. Rav Chista de Omar Lo Amrinan Ho'el K'Rabbi Yeshua. The Rebbe Eliezer Savar Dahai Chala Chameitz Shemuz Harin Oleha B'Bayira B'Yimotzehi. My time, Damrinan Hovi Boy Mitchell, Umashri Lo Chol, V'Chazile. So Rebbe Eliezer holds it's Chameitz that you are Muzhar Aleha. So you see, he doesn't hold like Rashi. Why? Because you could be Shoil and it would become yours. So therefore, v'hoda mafresh achriti, and you can take a different piece. You don't have to take this piece. Hashtanami kididei, dummy. Umuzer alev abayira abayimotze. V'Rebbe Yoshua sover lo amirin hoel. V'hilkach lo zehu chomet shemuzharan alev abayira abayimotze. V'ifzikir ha'hilchazak Rebbe Eliezer. So since we already determined that Rabbah is holding like Rebbe Eliezer, and Rav Chissa is holding it like Rabbi Yoshua, and we already paskin that we hold like Rabbi Eliezer, Hilkach Hilchosak Rabba, the right here, the Kai Rabbi Eliezer, the Hilchosak Avasi. Right, that's the riff. Says we hold like Rabbi Eliezer because Rabbi holds like Rabbi Eliezer, and we concluded in the Gemara that Rabba and Rav Chissa are simply a reiteration of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. So since we're passing like Rabbi Eliezer, we have to pass like Rabbah. But what's the problem? We never concluded that. That's the problem. We never concluded that. Ryan Brachama tried. Rav Papa and Rav Shish said no. Rav Yirmiya tried and Rav Zera said no. There was never any conclusion like that. Right? That's the problem. So yeah. See, all he has is the Balamor. I mean, we'll have to try to go through the Balamor, but just on addressing this point, see the Balamor on Tezvav, third line down. He says, V'harif lo choshash l'dechios halalu d'dochu Rav Papa v'Rav Zira. V'somach al ukimta d'rami barchamo u'posak hilchosak ki rabba. U'k'Rabbi Eliezer. U'k'deposak Rebbe hilchosak Rabbi Eliezer. V'kaimel halacha k'reb mechavero. Yep. Ramban has a different answer. Okay, so let's see. Okay, so if we wanted to go further into Hot Wheels, the next thing we have to do is the Gemara on over here. Where is it? On Samach Beis Amud Aleph. All right, let's take this one. Let's do this one first. If this one passes the test with us, then we can continue. If you don't like the direction this is going in, then forget it. Okay? Well, it's Samach Beis Amud Aleph, but you got to back it up a little bit. Let's see. Where should we start?
Want to do this now?
Yeah. Where do we start? At the very top of Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Okay. So the Gemara is like this: Samach Aleph Amud Beis, the very top, right? So you're all familiar with it. Perfect. Shachdu lemulin almanas yiskapu boarelam. We just said that the ball wheels. This is the next sugi we have to take up. So it's like this. What did the guy do? So in the Korban Pesach, what do you have? You have to be something that's called Menuyav, right? Menuyin. Everybody had to be a monoy on the Korban, right? You don't have to be an individual Baal. Samach, the very top line, Samach Alfam Beis. You don't have to be an individual Baal. You can be Selah Beis Avos. So you can have a lot of people eating from one Korban, right? But you have to be appointed on the set. From before the Shechita, you have to be part of the, you have to say, I'm in. Right? You can call Shankbone. It's like the shotgun of the Seder Beis Avos. So, right, Ben Simon? Okay. So, and there's another din that an Orel cannot eat from the Korban Pesach. So now what's the case of here? So it's like a Shachtu Lemulin. You did the Shechita with Mulin in mind, okay, Almanas sheyiskapru bo arelim bezrika. What does that mean? Okay, so what does it mean? Shochto l'ha'achilo l'molim. Minuyin. You had in mind when you did the shechita for the proper people, meaning they're mulin and they're minuyin, right? They have a mila and they're manui. You have in mind that they're going to eat from the carbon ultimately, right? Oval, but you also have in mind sheyiskapru bo bezrikoso arelim. But you also have in mind that the zrika is going to be for an oro. O menuyin, o she'en and menuyin. Okay, don't worry about this because the case is going to change. But, right, that's he has some crazy machshava like that. So the achila part is right, but the zrika part is wrong. Rav Chista Amar Pasul, the Rabba Amar Kasher. Okay, now let's skip all the way down. Amar Ravashi. See Ravashi? The very last line. Rav Chista V'Rabba Bahai Kro Kemiflegi. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about the interpretation of this pasuk. V'nirtze lo l'chaper olav. Olav v'lo al chavero. Okay, so what does it mean? It means like this, Rashi. U'kishi yiskapru bo arelim de ko'omar. We have to go back to the original case, right? You shechted it to feed it to mulin, minuyin. But you had in mind that the zrika will be for arelim. So now we have to reinterpret it slightly. U'kishi yiskapru bo arelim de ko'omar. When it says you're going to do the zrika for arelim, she'ein menuyin alav komar. So in the original Rashi says it doesn't matter whether they're menuyin or not. Forget that. Now it means they're definitely not menuyin. Okay, so let's this is the case. He's shechting it. This is the only part of the case that's important. He's shechting the carbon pesach with das to do zrika for someone who's not in the group who is an RL. Okay? So what would the problem be? Mishum machsheva shalol menuyav ka'amri. The psul that we're arguing about is the psul of shechting the carbon for someone who's not monoi. Okay, you can't shech the carbon for someone who's not a monoi on the carbon. Now, what if the guy, though, who is not a monoi also is an orel? You understand? That's the question between Rabba and Rav Chista. Of al biminuyan olav v'shachtu l'mulan shehein nami minuyan lizrok damo l'minuyav arelim shevim levad. I forget this whole thing. Now it goes like this. So now it goes like this. Let's skip down in the Rashi. The first thin line. U'mishum achshev shalom l'minuyav pligi. That's what they're arguing about. U'bahai kra t'shalom l'minuyav bizrika mehocha nofik. So from this pasuk of v'nirtzel l'chaper olav, that's really a limit for all karbonos. Hainu zrika olav. That's a din in karbonos. That when you're doing the zrika, who do you have to do the zrika for? For the baal. V'lo al azorik l'shem chavero. Okay, that's basically the din. Boils down to this one din. When you do the zrika in a karbon, it has to be for the baal, not for another. Okay? Simple. So what's the machlokas between Rav and Chista? The guy is not a mono. He's not a mono. So he should not be, he should be shalol l'shem bailov. Right? The catch is, he's an orel. So it says like this. Rabba sovar chavero dum yodidei. That when it says you can't be zorek on someone else, for someone else, that's only if he's like you. Mahu de bar kapora, af chaveru de bar kapora, lafuki hai orel de lav bar kaporahu. So Rabba is straight. He says like this. I can't do this, the Kohen can't do the zrika, l'shem, someone else who could be the bala karbon. You understand? So if I happen to be the bala karbon, and the Kohen does the zrika for someone else, so that as long as that other person could have been a bala karbon, so that's the wrong baal, so to speak. It's a psul of doing this zrika for the wrong baal, right? But if he does, but over here Rabba says the guy's an orel, he can't be the baal of a karbon pesach, he's excluded from karbon pesach completely. So to have das of Zrika on an Orel is like no das. Can't say there's a psul of Shalola Minuyov, of Shalola Bailov on a guy who can't be a Baal. That's Rabbah's argument. It'd be like saying, I'm doing it l'shem, the table. It wouldn't say that was a psul of Shalol Minuyov of Shinoi Bailam. It can't be a Baal. It's not a Shinoi Baal. It's just a machshava. It's just a crazy machshava. Crazy machshavas are not psulim. It has to be a legitimate machshava. So what's Rav Chista's answer? Rav Chista Sovar, hi Orel Nami. It's true, this guy's an Orel. But Kevon de Bar Chiyuvehu Bar Kaparahu, since he has a chiyuv to get a milah, he's a Bar Kapara. Why? Ho will the boy misaki nafshe? Because of ho will. Right. So, what would you ask if you were sitting there? Should I say it again? Rabba says the guy is not Roy because he doesn't have a Mila. And Rav Chista says, ho, it's flipped. It's flipped. So the Gemara says, Umi isle le Rav Chista Hoil? You're telling me Rav Chista is the Hoil guy? Vaha itmar, ha'ofa miyom tov l'chol, Rav Chista amar loka. Rabba Amar Ein Aloka, Rabba Amar Ein Aloka, Amrina Hoil, Vimiklai Le Archim, Chazile, Hashtanami Chazile, Velo Loki, Rav Chista Amar Loki, Lomrina Hoil. Okay, so why isn't the question on Rabba? Why did they pick on Rav Chista? I mean, Rabba says Hoil, how come, why, right? So Bishla Mother Rabba, the Rabba Lo Kasha. So there's no Kasha why Rabba doesn't hold from Hoil over here. Hacha mechusar maisa, hasam delo mechusar maisa. So you could say that there's a difference between a hoil based on a mechusar maisa. Over here, the guy would have to do a maisa mila. So maybe Rabba doesn't hold hoil because you could do a maisa mila. But over there, there's no maisa that's required. Just the orchim have to be able to come, right? Hoil v'mikol le orchim chazi le lo lucky. You have to have the ihu hashtalo saad le velo tzarch. Lemidi. It shouldn't be loso adle. Anyway. Ella, the Rav Chista Kasha. Hashta hecha delo mechusar maisa. Kigon zimun orchim delav maisahu leis lehoil. Hocha gabi oral de mechusar maisa is lehoil. Right, Rav Chista is a Kasha. Because that's a stronger, this is a much harder hoil to say because it's based on a maisa. He doesn't hold from a hole. You could say that Rabba holds from a hole when there's no Maisa. And when there is a Maisa, he doesn't. But how are you going to say for Rav Chista that he holds from a hole when it requires a Maisa, but he doesn't hold from a hole when it doesn't require a Maisa? So what would you say? Oma ki leis le Rav Chista ho'il lekula lechumer isle. Lekula lepotro mimalkus, he doesn't hold from Hoel. But lechumra, lifsol bipsachim, that he holds from. Okay? That's the first case. You see that it's not so pashut. So Rabba only holds from Hoels that don't require a Maisa to change things. Right?